This is Wisconsin Public Radio on NPR One.
Wisconsin voters will choose a new state Supreme Court justice next month, with the ideological lean of the court hanging in the balance. The new court will be asked to weigh in on any number of hot-button issues, including the state's abortion ban. But it could also consider a challenge to the state's political district maps, which have been called among the most gerrymandered in the nation. As Bridget Bowden reports, it has the potential to shape the state's political landscape for years to come.
In statewide elections in Wisconsin, sometimes Republicans win. Sometimes it's Democrats. But when it comes to which party controls the legislature, it's never close. With the help of the redistricting plan they first drew more than a decade ago, Republicans win every time. In 2015, Wisconsin Democrats thought they had the answer to this, a new standard to measure gerrymandering that would give federal courts the ability to decide when maps were too partisan. They took the idea all the way to the U.S. Supreme Court. But the day they made their arguments, it was obvious that some of the justices weren't ready to go there.
And it may be simply my educational background, but I can only describe a sociological gobbledygook.
A couple years later, the Supreme Court slammed the door to the idea that partisan gerrymandering could be solved in federal courts. But according to University of Wisconsin-Madison law professor and redistricting expert Rob Yablon, that wasn't the end of the road.
The court in that decision explicitly left the door open for state courts to consider partisan gerrymandering claims under their own state constitutions.
And that's why the maps are a huge issue in this year's race for an open seat on the Wisconsin Supreme Court, where liberal Milwaukee County Judge Janet Protasiewicz is facing conservative former Justice Dan Kelly. If Protasiewicz wins, it would flip the ideology of the court for the first time since 2008. And that could be big for Wisconsin's maps, Yablon says, because someone could challenge them in court.
I have little doubt that if the court's composition changes, someone is going to try to pursue that case.
The state's current maps were drawn by Republican legislators in 2021. They were based on maps that Republicans drew 10 years before. In that time, the GOP has held strong control of both houses of the legislature, even in years when Democrats did well in statewide elections. Yablon says different maps might change that.
If the Wisconsin Supreme Court adopted new maps, those maps would by no means guarantee that the Democrats would take control of the legislature, but it would at least raise the possibility that there would be a meaningful fight for legislative control.
That could open the door to any number of policy changes that Democrats haven't been able to pursue in recent history, like expanding Medicaid, legalizing marijuana, and codifying abortion rights. Protasiewicz, the candidate backed by Democrats, says she'd like to take a fresh look at the maps.
So let's be clear here. The maps are rigged, bottom line. Absolutely, positively rigged. They do not reflect the people in this state.
Protasiewicz stops short of saying how she would rule in a redistricting lawsuit, saying she's merely expressing her values. Kelly, the candidate backed by Republicans, takes issue with that.
I think when someone tells you what their values are in answer to a legal question, they're telling you how they're going to decide a case.
He defends the maps and says personal values shouldn't come into play when deciding a legal question. Rick Essenberg is the president of the conservative Wisconsin Institute for Law and Liberty. He says even if a map challenge were to be brought before the state Supreme Court, he doubts a violation of the Wisconsin Constitution could be proven.
The problem is that there really isn't anything in the Wisconsin Constitution other than a requirement that the maps be contiguous and compact. And the thing about the maps in Wisconsin is that they are contiguous and compact.
But Jeff Mandel, a redistricting lawyer at the liberal firm Law Forward, believes there are provisions in the Wisconsin Constitution that the maps violate. He says there's no hard and fast plan for how to challenge the maps yet.
But there are plenty of conversations going on about what such a lawsuit would look like, who would be included, what claims it would make, and how it would proceed.
If the court flips, he says it's likely a challenge is filed pretty quickly. The new justice will be seated on August 1st. Bridget Bowden, Wisconsin Public Radio.